BAE Systems, the UK's largest arm manufacturer, was the first stop on what would be a fast-paced journey across central London, highlighting the capital's ties to the global arms trade. With scores of protesters arrested during Tuesday's Stop G8 demos, the police presence was a heavy one. Demonstrators from a coalition of anti-capitalist groups explained why the arms firms provoked their anger.
Direct action against arms companies. We need to lobby the government and protest outside these buildings every day. And eventually, the cost of policing these protests will be so high that the government will be forced to stop giving subsidies to these companies.
The reason I'm here with this sort of anti-arms trade march today is some concern what happens when the big data meets these drones. And so now that the global reduced data is coming, the US government is staking a claim to that. So what will happen here? Because it becomes sort of, it's just sort of a slide, it can be a slide towards tyranny. Imagine what they can do with this data when they know they can look at everything we're saying on the internet, they can look at Skype, they can look at Facebook. They have access to all the information on these servers. And just imagine what can happen with that now that that's meeting the state.
With just days to go before the G8 summit kicks off in Ireland, the capital is the focal point, with the demonstrators taking media and other protesters on what seems like a magical mystery tour of locations associated with the arms trade in London. With many taking part in the flash demonstrations, the arms trade may have been Wednesday's focus, but it's the G8 summit being held in the Loch Earn Resort in Ireland's County Fermanagh for which the most anger was reserved.
We want to bring attention to the people of the world who are actually thinking the G8 is some kind of good thing their governments do. It's a lie. The G8 is a corrupt group of the elite of this world that just further their own aims. They don't give a stuff for people like you and me.
The leaders of the world's eight most powerful countries have already begun arriving for the two-day summit. Protesters say they'll be doing all they can to highlight their objections to a group they say is failing in its duty to the very people they're supposed to represent. Amina Taylor, Press TV, London.